Poppy watched hesitation wash across Ben's face. She wanted to take the words back. Yep, nothing sexier than a woman with four kids who hadn't had sex in so long she could technically be classified as a re-virgin. She needed some distance. Like maybe a hole to hide in. She stepped away from him. Ben's arms clamped her closer to him. Poppy. How the hell did he manage to convey so much with one word?
I know.
She couldn't look at him.
Stupid thing to say. For once, I don't want you to say anything.
He muttered something and tucked her under his chin. God damn it. And didn't she want to stay here for the next 30 years or so? Ben had this way of shattering the isolation chamber she'd been walking around in since Sean's death.
It was just a kiss.
No, he said. She was going to need a bit more than that, which probably meant she was SOL. It was a kiss that we both know leads to a whole lot of trouble, he said. I want you, Poppy, in a bad way. But the things you need, I don't know if I can offer those. She nearly nodded, and then she let his words sink in.
What is it you think I need?
Security, he shrugged. Permanent. Up until 10 minutes ago, she would have agreed with him. But when other girls were getting dressed up and hitting the town, she had been home with twin girls. Other girls kissed frogs, got their hearts trampled on by players while she raised children. Maybe, just once, she could have a taste of what they'd had.
Eventually, yes,
she said. Ben looked at her, his gaze intent and searching.
But this?
She motioned between them.
This doesn't have to be that. I'm leaving as soon as my mother gets her stuff sorted. I've had permanent, Ben. I've had married. I've had widowed. What I've never had is something for me. Something that's about scratching an itch.
He frowned. Poppy, don't take this the wrong way, but I really don't think you're that sort of girl. She had to laugh.
But that's just the thing. How do I know that? I'd like the chance to find out.
Shit. Dropping his arms, Ben stepped back. As new experiences went, his rejection sucked.
It's okay. You're not up for that. That's fine.
Stop. He cupped her nape. I'm standing here with a woman I'm hot for, and she's offering me no-strings sex. You're gonna have to give me a minute with that. Was that what she offered? Poppy shrugged. Yes, it sounded a lot like it. No-strings sex, when all she'd ever had was lots of string sex. Sex with four little consequences. What would it feel like to have the other kind? She really, really wanted to find out. Tell you what, Ben pressed his forehead to hers. You think about this a bit more. She'd thought about it.
I
think, he said, and make sure you're good with it before we take this any further.
I don't need to.
I want you, Poppy. Make no mistake about that. His breath brushed her lips. But I want to be sure you know the score before we go there.